From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now at 6, shots fired at a Southern California church by some people inside are being called heroes this morning.
Plus, tragedy at a New York grocery store over the weekend. What we are learning about the alleged shooter.
And what we can expect in court today for Cain Velasquez's court hearing.
And if you've gone to the grocery store, you've probably noticed some items are costing more. Coming up, how it's hitting Bay Area residents. Good morning. It is Monday, May 16th. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Good morning to you as well. So glad to have you with us. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Let's get to your forecast first with Jessica Birch. How is it looking for us on this Monday?
Beautiful. Yeah. Honestly, such an amazing Monday morning for us. We're taking a live look with the Mark Hopkins Hotel Cam. That marine layer really filling the bay for us this morning. And you know what? As we extend into the afternoon, we're still dealing with some partly cloudy conditions, but more importantly, windy conditions too. It's been a very breezy morning for us. If you wake up and head outdoors, you might want to bring a hair tie. As we extend into the afternoon, it's not a good hair day by any means. Inland temperatures today still ranging in the mid to low 80s with 60s from the bay all the way off into the coast areas. Daytime highs today, nothing to write home about by any means, but we are warming up significantly as we extend into mid portions, even late portions of this work week. We'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit, but really the big weather story for us today is how strong these winds are sticking around as we head into the afternoon. Like I mentioned, we'll talk more about that coming up, but for now, I'm going to toss it over to you, Gianna.
All right, let's take a look at the roadways right now. You know, Jess is talking about the windy conditions. There is a wind advisory for the San Mateo Bridge, a little wind in the Altamont as well, and we've already got these brake lights building at the Bay Bridge, getting a little crowded across the upper deck, so give yourself some extra time as you get up and get out and about for your Monday morning commute. Here's another look. You can see all that bumper-to-bumper traffic already building for that ride over into San Francisco, so heads up there, already slow and go there, and look at that. You can kind of see our camera shaking around a little bit. Makes a little motion sickness there, but overall it is a sluggish ride here due to the regular conditions and a crash reported right at that 680 connector. More on that in my next report.
All right, 6:02, time for a look at your morning headlines. Starting off with some breaking news we are following in San Jose, a double shooting near San Jose State University. Taking a look at the map near that area, this is on South 10th Street, and let's go there live now where the investigation is underway. The shooting happened at around 3 a.m. on the eastern corner of San Jose State. One man is very badly injured, his life in jeopardy, according to police. A woman was also shot. She is expected to survive. And at this point, police have given no information on a suspect nor a motive. We are also learning more about the teenager charged with killing 10 people at a supermarket in western New York. Investigators say he specifically targeted the store because he wanted to kill as many black people as possible and that he live streamed that attack. He has pleaded not guilty to first degree murder charges. And last year, apparently, police questioned him for making threats at his high school. A total of 13 people were injured in that shooting. Two survived. 11 of those targeted were black. And back to the South Bay, a court hearing today for Cain Velasquez, a former MMA fighter, charged with attempted murder after shooting a man accused of molesting his relative. Judging from his past court appearances, supporters will likely be gathered outside of the Santa Clara County Courthouse today. And that is a look at your morning headlines at this hour. Leonard, Amanda.
All right, Ann, thank you. And a developing story, now at least one person is dead and four are in critical condition after a church shooting in Laguna Woods. That's in Southern California. It happened at a Presbyterian church yesterday. During a lunch reception, a suspect has been arrested. Health officials in all 9 Bay Area counties are urging people to mask up again indoors or at large events. But many people are making their own decisions this time around. Lots of people were out at the Nile Spring Fever Car Show near Fremont yesterday. Alameda County is recommending people mask up at large outdoor gatherings. The Bay Area has a 10% positivity rate, making it about double the statewide average. As rules are relaxing and a lot of the fear is gone, some are still choosing to mask up.
I mean, it's just a part of life now, pretty much, for us. I mean, you know, that work in the healthcare field, I mean, we feel naked without it.
I don't think we're in danger now. Now, if the government was to come out and say, wear a mask, we'll wear a mask. But right now, it seems to be we're on our own.
Alameda County health officers say they are not considering another mask mandate since hospital cases are down right now, even with that surging positivity rate. Oh, this is something affecting all of us this morning. Food prices going up, have many people thinking more and more about their day-to-day expenses.
And Jocelyn joins us now in studio. And you talked to a bunch of people outside a grocery store that are pretty much saying what we're all saying right now. It hurts.
Yeah, there's similar responses. These are increases that we're noticing every time we go to buy day-to-day items. We talked with two residents, Dolores and Ralph. They feel it every time they're buying things like milk, eggs, and butter, things we rely on daily.
What have you been noticing as far as grocery food
items? Ridiculous.
As they were putting their groceries in their car, Dolores and Ralph talked with us for just a few minutes. That's all it took to understand that these trips to the grocery store are adding up.
We're on limited income, retired, of course, we're old, so we don't have that kind of money, so we have to watch.
Food prices rose nearly 9.5% last month compared to April of 2021. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's the biggest annual hike in 41 years. Breakfast items seeing some of the largest increases.
Milk is high, eggs are high, meat is skyrocketing, even though we don't eat a lot of it, but still everything, everything.
And that's on top of other rising costs like gas and rent.
The typical American household is spending $450 more now than a year ago to buy the same goods and services, and that's because of the higher inflation. So this is incredibly painful.
From the number on the screen at the gas pump to the price tags at the grocery store, it's all striking hard.
You have to watch your pennies. Yes. So we watch for sales items, and there aren't any anymore. Once in a great while, we will stock up on those if they are.
Yeah, and some experts do say they think inflation is peaking and we could see it lower by the end of this year. They say also by next year it should lower then. But you heard it in Dolores' voice. I mean, this is affecting them day to day. It's hitting them hard.
Yeah, and it goes all around. Even the USDA is saying that food prices for on our menus or for takeout is going to go up by 5.5 to 6.5% by the end of the year. So we're really seeing it everywhere. It's going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah, it's everything on top of gas, rent, and so we'll have to keep an eye on all of this.
Yeah, especially if you have a family of 2, 3 children, it's extra tough. Jocelyn, thank you so much. We appreciate that.